3. Act for a better life.
We will now conclude our debate on public transport, namely, make public transport cheaper, better, and accessible for all. I call from the northwest of England, Rose Woolburton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, we are all young people here. We all depend on public transport because we are not allowed to drive yet. And we all have to go to school. For many of us, public transport is too expensive. Second, there's the problem of access. In the countryside, many people live too far from a bus or train station. They can't get access to public transport. This must stop. I believe that if we put pressure on the government, maybe one day, public transport will be cheaper and more accessible for young people. Or it will even be free.
Thank you, Rose. This concludes our debate on public transport. We will now consider the last motion of the day entitled Votes for 16 and 17-year-olds in all public elections. From Scotland, Mr. Harry McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At the moment, 1.5 million people are not allowed to vote because they are underage. At 16, you're allowed to join the army. You're allowed to fight for your country. You're allowed to die for your country. But you're not allowed to vote for your government. It makes no sense. We've heard over and over again that teens are not involved in politics. Well, if you give us the vote, we will be involved in politics. I believe if we campaign hard enough, politicians will listen to our voices and they will change the law. That is why I'm 110% for this motion. Vote at 16.